Eleishu, Chelek Aleph, Reish, Yud, Dalet, the fifth chapter. Kol hatzlachasene v'kiyum ha-mitzvoyis tluya ba-hachana aleihin. Our entire success in fulfilling the mitzvoyis depends on preparation for them, which is the theme of the previous material. Lachen yishnam chiyuvim le-hachana v'kabbalah b'harbe mitzvoyis, and therefore there are obligations for preparation when it comes to many mitzvoyis, formal preparation. Tefila mechayeves, this is a halacha in Or HaChaim, Tzadi Aleph, and it's based on a pasuk in Amois, that a person is to prepare, and the Gemara describes how various Amoraim used to prepare for their tefillah. B'Shabbos, milvad ha'achana, yesh inyan shel kabolas Shabbos. So on Shabbos, besides the actual preparation, there's a whole concept of receiving the Shabbos. And the Rambam describes it thus, umis atev betzitzis, the person addresses v'yeshev b'choy v'deroish, and he should sit with a seriousness of mind, v'yachele lehakbolas Shabbos k'mo she'yitze likas ha'melech, looking forward to receiving the Shabbos just as if he were going out towards the king. It's such an inyan to be mekabel the Shabbos. Similarly, sh'reshim yom kodem hechag doreshim l'chois echag. That's also halacha, that 30 days before one has to start preparing by learning the halachois of the chag. Chodesh elul hu hachana liyom adin, so the whole month of elul is preparation. Asers imat teshuvah hachana liyom kippur, the 10 days of teshuvah are preparation for yom kippur. Hasefira hachana lekabbalah sefer, the sefirah sa'imer is preparation, and on, we see over here these obligations of preparation, and this extends even when the obligation is not formalized. Gadol b'yosef hatzorch hachana letfilah, the greatest is the need to prepare for tefillah. Na'amoid b'zer al kama mi'inenei hachana ileh, so we want to discuss a few. Points to do with that. Point number one: Rak hakoyve makom lisvilasoi shiachanat zdadis urchokam etvilatzma. Only a person who establishes a particular place where he davens regularly, which is a fairly remote preparation, it's quite detached from the tefillah itself. Only such a person, Eloki Avraham beezroi keder sheyazel Avraham, as the Gemara puts it, then brachos, only he merits such divine help as he used to help Avraham. So in this form of preparation, to make the effort to be in the same place for the tefillah, already that merits a tremendous siyata dishmaya. Lemala mize matzino behabach orachim siman tzadiches. Behad etanur rabbanan amispalitzach shechavenes liboi. Regarding that brisa, it says amispalitzach shechavenes liboi. Abba Shaul omer, siman adavar tachin libam takshiv oznecho. It's a siman, he quotes this pasuk, tachin libam, Hashem, you prepare the hearts. She was Necha. And the Bach writes as follows. Nir'ed dehadoma siman ladavarhu. Why is it a siman? Delefi dekro mashma de'en biyad adam lechavili b'shamayim. The pasuk implies that it's not within the capacity of a human being to have the proper kavanah. She'arei amar tochin libam. Because the pasuk asks HaKadosh Baruch Hu to prepare the hearts. Ela de biyad HaKadosh Baruch Hu le'achin libam shechav batefila. It's rather in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to prepare the hearts to set the hearts right for the tefillah. Without that assistance, he would not be able to have sufficient kavanah. The siman tells us that the person should make an effort in this area, obviously, make a commitment for kavanah. Then he can be certain of divine assistance. As Chazal say, if a person is enthusiastic and wants to, then he receives siyata dishmaya. That's the Bach. Says the author, kol kach nifrau inyana tefillah. It's really remarkable. Be'emes ein ze b'chol chilud isha lechaven es liboy. It cannot be within the capacity of a human being to have proper kavanah. Rak tachin libam. We have to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to help us to concentrate. Aval amiskoinen umishtadel lechaven es liboy. The person who makes that effort, prepares and commits himself and makes the effort to concentrate, earns this divine assistance that HaKadosh Baruch Hu prepares his heart. Umaniflaim hadevarim. How wondrous is this? Asher be'ad ha'achana rishona tefila. That for the very first preparation for tefila, meaning kvi'as ha'makoyim, that we mentioned on the previous page, setting a particular place, kvar nichnas adam l'mchitzaso shel Avraham Avinu b'siyata d'shmaya. Person is already in the league of Avraham Avinu when it comes to siyata d'shmaya. Ve'etzem ha'tefila, then when one gets to the actual tefila, eina ela tachin libam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu prepares the heart for Elul Adam Elul. He's already skimmed it out of the Chavin. The person has to awaken himself to this and to commit himself to Kavanah. Forwards. Inyana tefila atzmahu akriya b'shem Hashem. Tefila can be defined as calling out in the name of Hashem. As we see in the Torah itself, Vayikra b'shem Hashem, it says about Avraham Avinu. Targumo English translates, even though the literal meaning, he called out in the name of Hashem, translation, v'tzalei b'shmat Hashem, he davened in the name of Hashem. Bechol ebracha uvrachanu kur'im b'shem Hashem. With every bracha that we say in the Amidah, it's like calling out with the name of Hashem. L'ma ki ha-makoyer, we're declaring that the source for Be'ikas HaShanim, v'lirfuas cholim, l'binyan Yerushalayim, l'das u'l'slicha, the source for all of these things, u'ach mirak shem Hashem, is the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. בברכת הכהנים נאמר, we're only in the bracha of כהנים, in נשוי, it says, ושמו שמי על בני ישראל, that the כהנים are to place my name upon בני ישראל, והוא פשוטו כמשמעו, it's literally like that, שהכהנים שמים שמו יסבר על בני ישראל, the כהנים through the declaration, place הקדוש ברוך הוא's name upon the congregation, ובזה הם מסבורכים, and that's how the congregation becomes blessed, שלושת הברכות, יברכה, יאיר, יישא, those three particular phrases, hinam oifanim umadagois shenim, they're just different levels and different formats, bechalois shem Hashem al Am Yisrael, for Hashem's name resting upon Am Yisrael, different ways that it happens. Uchilu hazkaras shem Hashem hu ayikar, it's as if the mentioning of Hashem's name really is the essence, v'hanusach hu atofeleg above, the nusach, yivarecha Hashem yishmerecha, yoyah Hashem paravlecha, that's like secondary. So that's really the concept of tefillah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name rests upon the people in Birkas Kohanim. We call out with the name of Hashem. Umay ha-hachana le-azkeras Hashem Hashem. What is the appropriate preparation for mentioning Hashem's name? Says the Sifri, Matzinu shelo yizkir Moshe shmoy shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu ela lachar chaf alef dibur. We find that that Moshe mentioned Hashem's name only after 21 words. What the Sifri means is that if you start from Ha'azinu Hashemayim Kedaber, etc., until it comes to Kishem Hashem Eka, so we have 21 words. Only after he said 21 words, Ha'azinu Hashemayim Kedaber, Vesishma Vesdevepi, all of that, 21 words, only then Kishem Hashem Eka. Mimi Lamad, who did he learn this from, this idea? Says the Sifri, Mimalachi Hashares. He learned it from the Malachim. She'ein Malachi Hashares Mazkirin as Hashem, El Lacha Gimel Kedushais. The Malachim only mention Hashem's name after three levels of Kedusha, three levels of purification. Shneimar, Pasuk in Yeshayahu, Vekara, Ze El Ze Ve'omar, Kadosh, 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 and then comes Hashem's name. So the first prepare, there's a certain process of here of Kadosh, 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 only then are they worthy to mention Hashem's name. Omar Moshe, Dai Sheheye Befachos Mishiv'a Ki Malachi Hashem. Moshe made a Kal V'chomer over here. If they do it with three words, I should be a seventh as much, so 21 words. Ein dibuk, ein davuk b'Hashem ki Moshe Rabbeinu alav Hashalem. There was none who has attached to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Moshe Rabbeinu. V'hu madad b'nafsho, he estimated regarding himself, shel hazkaras shem Hashem hu zakuk l'achana pishevim malachi Hashem. In order to mention Hashem's name, he needed seven times as much preparation as a malachim. ומלאכי אשרס עצמם, the מלאכים themselves, גם כן צריכים הכנה להזכרת השם, as we see, they need preparation to mention Hashem's name, הכנה של הסבוננוס, the author explains that the preparation that consists of reflection, of meditation, בכל שלושת ענייני הקדושה, in all three forms of קדושה, modes of קדושה. אין עוד כלי מלא כמשה רבנו ומלאכי אשרס, there's no fuller vessel than משה רבנו and the מלאכים, והם מדדו עצמם, they estimated about themselves, they regishu, they felt, shlegabei hazkaras Hashem aleim, in order to mention Hashem's name, hazkaras Hashem aleim liyismaloi, they have to be even fuller, you have to be more prepared. V'yotze mize, what emerges from this, b'emshech divya sifri anal, the sifri continues, v'ari dvarim kal v'choymer, ma Moshe shu chacham hachachamim, gadol shebagdolim, Moshe Rabbeinu, he only mentions Hashem's name after much preparation, 21 words. Hamazgir Shemo Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chinam. So a person who just mentions Hashem's name for naught. Al achas kama v'chama. Ma me'oid mechayvim devarim ele zehirus v'achana. V'azkaras Shem Hashem bavrachoy zuvatfila. How these words obligate us in care and preparation in mentioning Hashem's name, both in the Amidah and in brachos in general, to prepare for the mitzvah. Adkan.